The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and we have a guest with us this morning, and we're going to bring his microphone up right now. Hey, good morning. Joe Evans, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing great. Yes, indeed. So we're going to talk about the Maryland Fishing Challenge this hour for a while, and how's it going?
Well, good. You know, we've got about 829 anglers who've qualified to go to the finale.
Right.
And the prize package is, the sort of total value of all the prizes, is over $40,000 now. So, you know, it's making it even more worthwhile to go catch a fish and register it.
That's for sure. That's for sure. I was looking at the breakdown. And, of course, number one category is striped bass.
Yeah, it continues to dominate.
Yep, and that's over pretty much over half of the entries in the Maryland Fishing Challenge, if I read it right.
Yeah,
and but there are 67 species, and they're pretty much all represented. A little lighter on the saltwater end, a little, you know, not quite as heavy on the freshwater end as the Chesapeake Bay and tidal categories, but you can expect that because that great big ditch in the middle of the state with all that water leading into it is pretty much where a lot of people fish.
Well, that plus we've, you know, that's where the species mix.
Exactly.
Know, you've got brackish, fresh, and freshwater, and saltwater all sort of blending together, and those associated species are there too.
You know? Yep, you got largemouth and striped bass and white perch and catfish and all kinds of flathead catfish.
Spanish mackerel, cobia. Somebody caught. We've had people catching cobia up around Love Point and
cobia around Love Point. No kidding.
Yeah, this is a while ago, a month ago.
Yeah, no kidding.
Caught a cobia right at Love Point.
That's pretty interesting. That's pretty interesting.
And actually, the speckled trout now are starting to show up in the southern part of the Maryland part of the bay.
And yeah,
redfish as well. So.
That's good.
Yeah.
We do have a wide variety here of fish, and you know, depending on weather and circumstances and salinity and a lot of other things, it's pretty interesting what we have out here to catch. And there's not a lot of states that can say that they have 67 species of fish.
You know, when you throw the invasives, then I did it this week. I decided I'm going to count. Because it's, you know, we've got five different divisions,
right?
And you know, some of those divisions have, you know, share the same species. So I said, well, I'm going to go through the whole thing and just figure out the number. And it's actually with the invasives, it's 70.
Sure.
You know, those three extra species make
mm-hmm.
70.
Well, since you brought it up, you want to talk a little bit about the invasives first, and then
sure.
then move on.
Sure.
New state record snakehead.
Yeah. Yeah. 17. I can't remember the exact amount. It's over 17 pounds.
Yep.
And that's a beast.
It is a beast.
And I've actually been trying to chase those fish a little bit. You know, in theory, considering that, you know, they're invasive, that they're voracious and aggressive, that this should be easy. Well, I tell you, it's hard to catch them.
Yeah. Yep.
It's worth it because they're delicious. But
yep.
I've fished a little bit with this Captain Mike Starrett, who.
Mm-hmm.
Really, kind of the key guy down there, guide.
Right.
Not a woman. And we've caught them, but, man, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But it's a great, you know, it's kind of an interesting game fish. And what's nice is, you know, we've all gotten into catch and release, and we feel good about ourselves when we catch and release these fish.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a fish that the state wants us to keep.
Right.
And eat.
Yep.
And that's kind of fun. It kind of gets us back to the old days.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, well, catch them, you take them home, you fillet them, you cook them.
Man, I got to tell you, Jacob and I, my grandson, spent the day together last Sunday. We went up to the Bass Master event in Cecil County, and we walked around. You know, we didn't stay for the weigh-in, but we walked around through the event, and Sandy Turner did a real nice job up there with the tourism people in Cecil County. And, the folks were mostly very, very friendly in the booths. You know, even the national people were there with all the, you know, the motors and the trucks and the, you know, everything. And, the gear, the clothing, the whole deal. Everybody was really nice. It was a nice event, a beautiful day on Sunday. I guess the whole event was pretty nice, a little warm. And we just had a good time, you know, walking around there and meeting the folks. And then we went to a picnic in Cecil County with some friends. And while we were there, we broke out the fishing rods and we're fishing a little creek off the bay.
Uh-huh.
And Jacob's first cast caught a nice channel catfish. And, you know, I thought we were going to hit a couple little perch, maybe a few bass or something like that. And he pulls in this nice channel cat. We wound up catching about a dozen beautiful, healthy-looking channel cats. Nothing over 18 inches. But you know what, Joe? I was kicking myself because I told him, I said, next time we come, we're going to bring three things. He said, what? I said, you name them. He goes, a pair of pliers. I said, yeah, that's right. We're going to bend the barbs down to get the hooks out of them.
Right.
Number two, we're going to bring a big cooler. And number three, we're going to bring lots of ice. And we're going to have ourselves a fish fry after that deal. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, back to basics, catching catfish with my dad when I was a kid, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Beautiful, beautiful.
And that was a great event, by the way. I went up on Friday to get some photography and those bass guys really do it up. That's
I
was really impressed with what a great show it was and
yes.
How enthusiastic the anglers were. Over 100 anglers.
Yeah, 100 and
they had to qualify to get in. They were all fault super pros. It was amazing.
You had to qualify to get into that event. B, you had to qualify at the event to fish the next day.
Yeah.
You know, I guess Thursday and Friday were the 2 days you could qualify to fish Saturday, and if you didn't make the cut Saturday, then you know, you had to hang around and promote your sponsors or go home or whatever. And then Sunday, it was down to the final 12. And we had Mark Menendez on here last week on the air. And Mark was a 17th place last Saturday, going into last Saturday. He wound up in the top 12. He wound up in 10th place. And then I'm not sure where he finished, 10th, 12th, I'm not sure, of the top 12. But, you know, you get in that elite group of 12, you're out there fishing against your peers, and, you know, the whole place is open to you. You got to decide, where are we going? And I guess that
the big game playing field out there.
Yeah, it's a big playing field.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Well, the story is that Aaron Martins, the guy that won it, fished in the gunpowder, ran all the way down to the gunpowder.
Wow!
And that's where he caught most of his fish. So, the gunpowder is going to get pounded by the bass fishermen now. And what it does speak to is our buddy, Scott. Name's not coming to me. Anyway, has been instrumental in stocking that area over there. So you know, we're just pleased that that the fish.
Well, Scott Sewell.
Scott Sewell has been stocking that area over there and instrumental in that, and his efforts have seemed to paid off. We've got a tournament winning stringer came from that area, so that's
well,
pretty
I think
cool.
That maybe the winner should share some of the money with Scott.
Probably will. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure Scott was right there for his finder's fee, or not. So, but anyway, we get sidetracked here, Joe. Just talking about fishing, and it's fun, and that's what fishing's about, right?
Yeah.
You know, you get out there and you have fun. But if you catch an award size fish, you know, and all the categories and all the sizes are listed in the guide and online, of course. You know, you could stand to win some bigger prizes.
Well, the key thing this year is there's cash prizes. and it's going to total about $25,000 worth
right.
of cash. Now, some of that is going to be distributed, not distributed, but the anglers will be chosen in advance from our anglers, just from the list of
yeah.
of recipients. But still, I mean, there's a good bit of cash that's going to get distributed on September 13th.
Right.
We've only got we got 3 weeks before the event, but we've only got 2 weeks left in the challenge for this year. It ends on Labor Day. So people still have a couple weeks to catch a angler award-sized fish, register it with your local tackle shop, and then you get your tickets online,
right.
basically, once you've got your ticket number.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a free pass to the Maryland Seafood Festival on the 13th.
Right.
For you and everybody who's in your car with you.
Right.
Get in free.
Yep.
Get in early. And then at 10 o'clock, Alan Ellis is going to open it up as our MC, along with Candy Thompson and Matt Sell. And in the next 2 hours, we're going to give away, you know, about $40,000 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
And Costa Glasses are going to be there, and they're giving away glasses and some cool Costa coolers and other gear. We've got a lot of tackle and stuff from Bill's Outdoor Center from Deep Creek Lake, and Bass Pro is, you know, have always been there from the beginning, and they're giving away a Tracker 160 boat package and some tackle.
Right.
It's going to be big.
It's going to be big. I know. It was big last year, and I enjoyed it, and we're going to enjoy it again this year for sure. And it's always cool to you know, get the crowd whipped up and start handing out money and tossing stuff out into the crowd. And, I mean, they get into it, and they enjoy it. And we hope that anybody who's listening who has caught an award-sized fish is going to actually show up. I mean, the 13th of September, it's not a bad day to be out there and do what you do, but, you know, come on down to the finale and just have a great time with the rest of us. So
yeah.
Hang on there, Joe. We've got a caller on the line, and, hey, Tackle Box Tim, how are you?
Good morning, Alan. Hey, Joe, how are you?
I think I might have dumped Joe off the line.
Oh, my.
I'm still here.
No, Joe's still there. Good. You called us. Thank God. I didn't call you. Okay. Good. Joe, there you are in Tackle Box. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan. Hey, I just want to give a little recap on my experience up there at the Elite Series event.
Okay.
I heard you and Joe talking a little bit earlier about the qualifying for the tournament and then for Saturday and for Sunday. And that, for the guys, as tough as the tournament was on them, that was a lot of excitement for them, because some guys who caught fish Thursday didn't catch anything Friday,
right.
and they missed the cut. And then one gentleman didn't catch anything Thursday, caught 16-4 on Friday, and did make the cut. So it was that kind of tournament for these guys.
Right.
And I do want to, for everything I did running around up there and covering the tournament, my friend Randy Arnall, his boatsmanship, his knowledge of the area, and being a former top-level pro gave me a lot of respect for what these guys do. And you know, Randy knew how to stay off how to be in a good position for me to get the photography that I got.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we hope you got some good shots, and I know you did. We talked with Mark last week, of course, and he finished up, what did he finish, ninth?
He finished ninth, and he was ecstatic about it.
I bet he was, yeah.
He was. While we were running around, we had a chance to watch a few guys and observe some other things. Joe helped me get an identification on some new grass that we found up there.
So what was it?
Spiny naiad. It's more of a freshwater weed.
Really?
Joe sent it along to the folks who specialize in underwater vegetation, and yeah, we Randy, you know, long time, has fished the Upper Bay and
right.
Hannah, and we looked down, and you know, that's not milfoil, that's not hydrilla, and it's certainly not eelgrass.
Hmm.
We sent it along, and it's really neat to see a different type of grass out there. Mark Lewandowski at DNR helped us make the identification on it.
Got it.
And it's not evasive. It's not going to overrun anything else, and bass seem to do well in it.
Got it. Is that sometimes known as marina grass?
Actually, it was more like a pondweed.
Okay.
In the synopsis on the DNR website.
I got it.
Hey, Tim, did you check out that SAV identification program DNR's got? I hadn't seen it before until you sent your photo in. I was searching around and then fell into it, and then, of course, Mark pointed us that way as well, but that was a pretty amazing little routine they've got online to help identify underwater grasses.
Yeah, I only went to the NIAID page, but they've got something really good here.
They've got a whole routine where you can kind of sort through the different aspects, leaf patterns, the different types of grasses, and it'll lead you to what the possibilities are and kind of takes you through a whole routine where you can identify it. It's pretty cool.
That is cool.
These guys...
Send me the link to that, one of you guys. Send me the link to that page. That's pretty cool.
I will, Alan. I have it right up here.
That's good.
Yeah, getting the pictures was good. Some guys, there were a guy or two, they were more focused, and when they caught a fish, it was from the line into the live well, and I can respect that. They got a job to do, and I didn't want to interfere.
Right.
I did have one guy up on stage with a backwards hat almost photobombing me, Joe. But
that was me.
I got the shots that I need.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, all right. Well, I'm glad you had a good time, Tim, and I can't wait to talk to you at length about it. So.
That's it, Alan. Thank you, and hey, good morning to you guys, and take care.
Hey, Tim, thanks for setting us up with Mark last week, too. That was great, and if you talk to him or email him or something, tell him we're glad he finished in the money and did well. So, yeah. Same with Bernie Schultz. He did well, too. So.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure that Mark gets a link to your podcast because I know what that means to him and his sponsors.
Yep, I got it. All right, cool.
Yeah, Mark is a gem of a person. I was able to follow him around all day Sunday. With only 12, you can't.
Right.
Looking for him, so we picked and we chose, and we couldn't have chose a better guy. He had a limit by 9 o'clock.
Yep, good deal. All right, buddy, got to go.
Thank you.
See you, Tim. You want to lock Joe in so I don't bump him off again? There we go. All right, we got to take our first break. Joe, hang in there. We got to take our first break, okay?
Yep, no problem.
All right. We talked about the money. Well, here's how the money breaks down in the Maryland Fishing Challenge, and anyone can win. All you got to do is go fish. That's it. 70 species across Maryland, all the way across the state, every single county. You can win cash and prizes for fishing in your favorite Maryland fishing spot. $25,000 guaranteed cash prizes, including $6,000 in each of the three regions, in the non-titled Chesapeake Bay and the Atlantic. And then there's a Master Angler Award. Somebody's going to be chosen to win $2,000 in cash. You get an award-sized fish in each of those regions. In each of the, you know, the freshwater, the tidal, and the Atlantic coast, you're automatically entered to win $2,000 in cash. You got 2 weeks left. $5,000 in random cash drawings at the Maryland Fishing Challenge finale event, and that's coming up September 13th, although Labor Day is the end of the contest for the year. So if you catch and keep invasive species of any size, and that's blue cats, flathead cats, and snakeheads, you can qualify for a special prize drawing as well. It's all in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Go online to dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries or just Google Maryland Fishing Challenge and you'll come right up with that. So it's not the time to stay indoors. Go fish.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, feed your dog what dogs used to feed themselves. Merrick Backcountry, the ancestral diet with grain-free, high-protein kibble, and chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat. Backcountry is made in the USA for dogs who love exploring it. Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you do. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good.
The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, we talked about Clyde Sports Shop and their archery stuff. You know, archery season opens September 11th, excuse me. But you know what? Dove season opens up on September 1st. And then you've got the early goose season. You've got September teal. So why not think about a new firearm for the waterfowl season this year and for migratory birds? Why not the A5 Humpback from Browning? That's right. The most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. 100,000 rounds or 5-year guarantee. The kinematic drive system, it's ergo balanced. It's got the Vector Pro length enforcing cones. It's available in camo, black synthetic, or that beautiful wood and blue finish. Hey, if you like the shooting sports, why not consider the 725 Satori Sporting Model? That's right, perfect for sporting clays. And the BT-99 trap gun for trap and skeet. Then there's the BPS pump, if you like that pump action shotgun. Available in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and even 10-gauge models with bottom ejection and available in Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo. And then for waterfowl, the Maxis shotgun. Autoloader shotgun with waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers. Check it out, and if you're headed out for big game or deer in a rifle county, it's the X-Bolt. Extremely accurate, bolt-action, big-game hunting perfection in all standard, magnum, and short magnum calibers. All at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just on Beltway Exit Number 9, 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. Clyde Sports is the website. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Talk Radio 680. WCPM.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine. Yet he always had some mighty fine wine. Sing joy to the world.
Come on. All right, let's talk to Joe. Good morning, Joe, again. Joe Evans.
Hey.
Are you going to kill the music or not? Thank you. Good grief. I like Three Dog Night, not quite that well. But oh, man. All right, so where are we going, Joe? You want to talk about the kids, the youth division?
Well, yeah, the way that's working, it's evolved over the years as this Maryland's youth fishing club has evolved.
Right.
And that's turned out to be a really cool thing. It's just the youth fishing club is kind of a virtual fishing club for anglers under 17, 16
right.
and younger.
Right.
And so there are no meetings, really. It's just, you know, it's an online thing. It kind of centers around our angler's log, which is where anglers report their catches and talk a little bit about fishing. It's just kind of a safe place.
Yeah, sure.
You know, a lot of these chat groups get to be kind of ugly places to go because you always get people, you know, that kind of lose control. And so DNR set this thing up as a safe place for families and kids to go where we screen the content as it comes in to make sure that it's accurate, you know, that it's nice, it's friendly, you know, we don't have angry people here.
No.
And then it's a place also for us to communicate with youth anglers and encourage them to fish and fish well and enjoy the resource and also learn to become the new stewards for the resource, which
sure.
they'll soon be. And so what we do to encourage them to get on our anglers log and report
right.
their catches is we kind of randomly select kids to win some prizes. And Bass Pro has stepped up with some gift cards, which we distribute throughout the year.
Right.
And then we randomly select around, you know, 10 to 12 anglers for a free guided trip, which these
right.
trips are donated by these conservation groups, you know,
right.
expert anglers from the Coastal Conservation Association and the Maryland Saltwater Sports Fishing Association, or from Trout Unlimited, you know, you name it.
Maryland Bass Federation Nation.
Exactly, yeah,
yep.
Those guys are really generous. And
I ran into Roger Tragister up at the Bassmaster event. He was there and ran into Gunnar Beal first, who's a Maryland competition angler, and was talking to Gunnar, and Roger walked up and we had a nice conversation. So
they're terrific, and they'll be there actually at the event doing some
sure.
little casting contest stuff and
cool.
you know, talking to people. Anyway, the result is, depending on how many trips get donated, we are able then to give those trips to the kids.
Right.
Tom Hughes, in particular, Captain Tom Hughes, he gives two or three trips.
Sure.
Which is just amazing. And so those kids will get those free trips, and they'll also get some new tackle from Bass Pro and some gear from Bill's Outdoor Center.
Sure.
So, you know, lucky kids. They'll be there, and it'll be a great time. And it also connects some of our, you know, venerable anglers, I'll call them, from these groups with the next generation.
Sure, absolutely. Wonderful. And we do know that DNR is going to have a presence at the Maryland State Fair coming up here August 29th. And you can go online and check that out. I know the Youth Fishing Club will have some representation there, so make sure you stop by the DNR booth at the State Fair coming up starting this weekend through the 6th of September.
So. We're also going to have the aquarium there, and there'll be some blue cats and snakeheads in that aquarium for sure.
Oh, cool. That's cool. Now, one thing I did notice, that the scales and tails, a very popular exhibit with the birds and the reptiles and things like that. No birds this year. Did you notice that, Joe?
Yeah, bird flu.
Yeah, the avian flu, and we talked with Larry Hindman about that a couple of weeks ago at the public meeting on the 13th, and then at the Wildlife Advisory Committee meeting, he was talking about the spread of avian flu throughout the waterfowl population. So I guess there's no chickens at the fair this year, huh?
Right.
Wow. No chickens, no ducks. Well, you know what? It's best to err on the side of caution, for sure. So,
You bet.
Anyway.
I should mention, too, that we're going to have some horseshoe crabs, and the DNR aquarium will be at the DNR tent, along with some seafood cooking demos.
Good.
At the seafood festival for Saturday and Sunday.
So if you get a floater in the tank, we're going to eat it.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go straight to the demo.
But, I like
Well, don't laugh. I tell you, when we first brought snakeheads there, it was the same year that we started the cooking demos.
Right.
And at the end of the event, the guys are packing up everything and taking the fish and getting ready to put them in their tanks and stuff.
Right.
And I said, we had a couple of nice snakeheads in the tank. And I said, what are you going to do with the snakeheads? And they said, well, there's one of the chefs wanted one of the snakeheads. And I said, well, what about that other snakehead? And so we ate it
good for
the next day. It was
wonderful.
Great. It was pretty fresh fish.
I want to point out on that snakehead, by the way, it was shot by a bow hunter. It was shot by an archer. And, you know, that is a legal method for taking these invasive species as well.
Yeah.
The blue cats, the flatheads, and the snakeheads, too. So
any legal method.
Yep, any legal method.
For invasive species. Now, you probably heard about the guy a week before on the next creek down was fishing conventionally.
Right.
I can't remember what bait he was using, but just spinning gear. And he caught a fish that would have been a world record.
But, really?
But he decided, for whatever reason, to eat it instead. I mean,
really?
It's not delicious, but he could have had a world record.
That had to be huge.
Yeah, it was 20 pounds, over 20 pounds.
Wow. Well, that's on my bucket list, either archery or fishing for him. So, Joe Love was on a couple of weeks ago, and he talked about one of my buddies down there at Capital Bass Guide. So I got to go look those guys up and go get a trip.
It's not as easy as you think. I tell you, we were counting on an easy day of fishing, and Mike Starrett, Captain Snakehead, he said, look, you're going to have to cast 1,000 times.
Like a muskie almost, huh?
Yeah, we should have brought a clicker along because I think we're getting right up there.
kind of like fishing with Matt Snell for Northern Pike up on Deep Creek Lake.
Right.
Yeah.
Just one cast over there, another.
Yeah.
And the fish are there, but they're cagey. You know, they're not, it's not like a pike. You know, these pike will, well, at least the Northern Pike where I fished them up in Canada.
No, Canada, that's like, yeah.
They kind of just jump on it.
Yeah, you know? if they can get it in their mouth, they're going to eat it up in Canada.
A donut out there, they're going to eat it.
Yep.
But now they follow it. It's a little, they act a little like bonefish almost. They just follow it, they'll sniff it, they'll hit it but not take it.
And, that's cool.
And then when you do hook one, you just hang on. I mean, we caught one that was probably a pound and a half, and we thought it was, you know, the Loch Ness Monster.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah, there's an old story that as far as used to be St. Lawrence in Canada, where the big muskies used to hang out, it was Abercrombie and Fitch, either Mr. Abercrombie or Mr. Fitch. One of them actually took a set of false teeth and rigged it with a treble hook and caught a muskie on it. You know, just throwing it in the right spot.
I had to be alcohol involved.
You think maybe?
Oh,
not with fishing. There's no alcohol in fishing.
I had some medicine on board.
Yeah, exactly. Got to stay warm. Keep me warm. So anyway, oh man. Well, very cool. Very cool. where are we going next? Talked about the Utes. We talked about the challenge. We talked a little bit about invasive species. Let's talk about the numbers. You said 800 and some have come in.
Well, we've got 865 registered fish,
right?
And that amounts to 829 anglers.
Right.
The interesting thing, and this will, I think, once we distribute a $2,500 check to one guy, which is the way it's shaping up,
right,
this master angler concept is new. We'll see where it goes. It's something that DNR is just sort of floating out there with the idea of exploring how we can develop a master angler program.
Right.
So this first time out, we simply set aside $2,500 to distribute among master anglers. And
right.
To be a master angler, you just have to catch an angler award-sized fish in each of the three main divisions, freshwater, Chesapeake, and Atlantic.
Right.
And so we've got one guy right now that appears to qualify. We still have to check out, you know, just kind of do our due diligence on the check-ins. So if it all checks out, he's going to get $2,500.
Cool.
That number can change, you know, the amount, but it's a concept. And, you know, when we announce a $2,500 winner, that's one of the best ways to advertise next year.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Sure.
So we'll see where that goes. You know, Virginia has got a pretty robust, although a little bit complicated, master angler program. We've looked at that a bit to see, you know, if that's something, if Maryland shouldn't do something similar. In Virginia, it's complicated because they have two different management programs for their fisheries. They've got their inland game and fish and fisheries service based out of Richmond, and then down the coast they've got their marine group, and they kind of operate independently, really, with the saltwater tournament.
Yeah, they
here.
Do. Mm-hmm.
So it's a little more difficult for them to kind of coordinate across the state.
Right.
But in Maryland, it's all under one roof, and the fisheries manages, all the fisheries from the mountains to the oceans.
Yep.
So anyway, the master angler thing's interesting, and we'll see how that develops. We're also, now the cash that's going to get distributed are all being distributed across different categories.
Sure.
So we've got three checks of $2,000 apiece for each of the three main categories. Again,
right.
The freshwater, Chesapeake, and Atlantic. So that's $18,000 that'll get distributed right there on Saturday
Sunday.
Randomly to
Sunday.
Sunday, randomly to these anglers. So I think that should spice things up a little bit.
Sure.
And, previously that money, that budget had gone to Diamond Jim.
Right, yeah, and then the Diamond Jim budget is now cash for everybody.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, the key was is the striped bass is one of these brands that's so dominant that
sure.
the other people were sort of ignoring the other fish. And,
sure.
I look back and the winners, the grand prize winners have been white perch anglers, we had a 13-year-old angler that won a boat with a perch.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
and,
sure.
And then the following year, white perch won again. So it doesn't have to be a striped bass, and in fact, your chances might be better with fish that are kind of easier to reach that angler award size.
Yep. Hey, Joe, hang on there. We've got to take another little break here, and we'll get right back to you, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right, cool. Hey, Merrick Backcountry, the ancestral diet dogs go wild for. I said Merrick Backcountry. Ask for that at your local pet store. With a mix of exotic proteins and chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat, our grain-free recipes made in the USA offer the best nutrition for the dog whose appetite was never domesticated. Merrick Backcountry, they love the wild as much as you.
High pressure overhead, sunny and warm for us today. Temperatures this afternoon into the mid-80s. Clear skies here tonight will drop down to around 60 degrees. Mixed clouds and sun and warm for us again tomorrow. Highs again mid-80s. More sunshine with mid to upper 80s Monday and Tuesday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, the Maryland Fishing Challenge, free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland DNR Fisheries Service for every recreational angler in Maryland. That's right, and the contest ends Labor Day. Catch fish on all the way up to Labor Day. Make sure you enter it as a award-sized fish with your local tackle shop, and you can get in this year's contest. And the grand finale invitation is already going out to those anglers who have participated now, but you can still get in and attend the grand finale event on September 13th at Sandy Point State Park. Eligible fish are game fish from the Atlantic through freshwater, through the bay, through the tidal, through the freshwater, you name it. It's 67 species, and there's also that youth division we talked about. You catch a fish of a notable specified size, you get your official angler award certificate and the invitation to the grand finale, where you could win a Tracker Marine boat, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center, even a collectible Under Armour heat gear T-shirt, and your share, perhaps, of $25,000 in cash prizes. That's for sure. Hey, the fish are biting all over the state right now. They're biting in Deep Creek. They're biting in the trout streams. They're biting in the tidal rivers. They're biting in the Chesapeake Bay. They're biting off the coast. They're biting everywhere. Now is not the time to stay indoors. Go fish. Check out the official rules online at dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries, or just go on the Maryland DNR site and search Maryland Fishing Challenge. Page will come right up for you. Get out there and go fishing. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, head to Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay.
Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle, Pasadena.
Hey, if you're looking for fishing or crabbing supplies, make sure you head to Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. Clyde's has all the crab traps and the trot lines and the baskets and the bait. For fishing, they've got the rods and the reels and the lures and the terminal tackle, the hooks and weights, and they have the suggestions on how to catch more fish and bigger fish for your creel, that's for sure. So check it out at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. And don't forget, they have the 24-hour fishing hotline. You can find out where the fish are biting, or at least where they were biting, at 247-FISH. That's 410-247-3474. 247-FISH is the easy way to remember that. The store number is 410-242-6108, 242-6108. For crabbing, for fishing, for archery, for hunting, for firearms repair, for rod and reel repair, for new line on your reel, and all the services that come with a full-line sporting goods store, it's Clyde Sports Shop. Make sure you check it out. Website is ClydeSports.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Ha, that was quick. I just trying to save a little time there. Joe, you with me? Hello, Joe. Joe? Hello, Joe.
Yeah, hey. Sorry, got a little battery problem going on the phone here.
Oh, okay. Everything good?
So, still there?
Yeah. Are you good? You got her plugged in?
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Well, thank goodness we only have a couple minutes left. So anyway,
we
had a long break there, and we combined two breaks into one. So for the listeners who got tired of hearing it, I'm sorry, but we just had to do that and make sure we had enough time for Joe to finish up, on the Maryland Fishing Challenge. So go ahead, buddy.
Well, I should mention the tackle shops, some of them are coming on board, too, with some gift cards for the event right now, All Tackle. Very faithful. They were with us the last 2 years, and they're
right. They're
offering up some gift cards. We're not sure how many yet.
Right.
Sounds like Jim's down at Marty's Sporting Goods in Edgewater is considering it.
Okay.
And so we'll see. There's still time for some more prizes to come in. And, we want to include the tackle shops and give them a chance to participate. And so we're hoping to hear from them. But there'll be more stuff. And then Costa is bringing a bunch of stuff that our Costa guy calls chum.
Yeah.
And it's just stuff to throw out, these glasses cleaners and retainer, retainers and maybe some t-shirts and
cool
hats and stuff. So
yep.
It's just pure fun. So
that's the main deal. It's fun. We try to make it fun. We try to get the crowd involved. Maybe, who knows what'll happen this year. I don't know till I get there.
Sandy Point on a September Sunday with the Seafood Festival going on, rock and roll music. And
what's wrong with that?
It's all pretty good.
It's all good, yep.
They're really upgrading the festival, too, with oyster tastings. And, of course, they have the crab soup cook-off on Saturday.
Yeah.
They're talking about doing a crab cake thing on Sunday.
Cool.
And the food is getting better and better. And I really enjoy the cooking demos. Chad Wells from Alewife is going to be there and mm-hmm. show everybody how to break down a snake head and cook it. And
cool. Now, that right at the end when the tank's empty?
Yep. Right. That would work for me.
I'll tell you what I'd really like to, well, we've had this cow nose ray controversy here going on in the bay. It would really be interesting to find out how to utilize the cow nose ray. That's for sure. I mean, all the attention's on the snakehead as an invasive species that's a permanent resident here now, and it's a non-native invasive species. The cow nose ray is just a migratory fish like everything else, and it provides a frustration to a lot of watermen and frustration to some anglers, and but sometimes it's a lot of fun to hook up with one and have a big fish on the line. And I've told this story before, but I'll tell you again. We were fishing with Tommy Goody in the Honga River years ago, mid-80s, and we're fishing for trout. We've got bucktails, and we just put the bucktail in the rod holder and wait for the rod to go down. It wasn't a whole lot of skill there, and but I would always put over a top and bottom rig with a piece of peel or something on it, and the line took off. I got this bite, and the line took off, and man, it's a big fish, and it's a huge fish, and I'm just cranked back on it, and Tommy's like, why don't you just cut that thing off? I said, what are you talking about? I don't know what it is. Could be anything. He goes, it's a ray. Just cut it off. I'm like, Tommy, come on. I've not seen this fish. I don't know what it is. He says, it's a ray. I'll tell you. Just break the line. Are you sure? Yeah, man. So I fought it a few more minutes. He goes, I wish you'd cut that thing off. I'm like, all right. So I pointed the rod at the fish and held on it. Bing! Line broke. And without missing a beat, Tommy says, big red drum X, just like that. Oh, well, what are you going to do? So that was my shot, maybe. Who knows? It might have been a red drum or not. I don't know. But here in the closing minutes, Joe, we want to encourage people to continue fishing. And one guy wanted to know, what's the cutoff for registering your fish?
Well, it needs to be caught and registered by the end of the day of Labor Day.
Okay, got it.
And just a reminder, the 2016 tournament starts the day after Labor Day.
Oh, yeah.
So
it sure
it's a year-round thing. So if you miss the cut, just register it for the next year.
Good point.
So it just keeps rolling.
It keeps rocking and rolling. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep, that's pretty cool. Now, a guy can actually... a guy can actually, if he hasn't fished all this year and he doesn't fish till Labor Day, okay, is the 365-day license in effect now, or is in effect, does it come into effect next year?
It's supposed to go into effect in October.
Okay.
Now, there was some talk about maybe delay in that till December. The 2006, you know, the licenses, well, since we're going to 365, there won't be a starting date for licenses.
Right.
Traditionally, December 1st was the first day that
right.
the licenses would go on sale, and the new 2016 fishing guide will be on the shelves then. And
right.
December 1st was the day. Right now, my understanding, it's October.
Okay.
Will be the start date for the new system. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's going to increase participation a lot. And it'll generate some more funds, too.
Well, that's important. The idea, sure.
Because the money goes straight to the science and enforcement.
Right.
So those are the two big things, is developing the science that the DNR needs to effectively manage all these species. And
now, you said science and enforcement. Are you talking about recreational enforcement, or are you talking about general marine enforcement?
General, well, it would include, because the NRP, you know, they don't allocate it one way or the other.
Right, no, I understand that.
When they're on the water, they see somebody or find somebody breaking the law, whether
right.
it's commercial or recreational, they're going to do their jobs.
I get that.
But fisheries, you know, your fishing license fees go to support the NRP.
Yeah. Well, the revelation was made at the Wildlife Advisory Committee meeting last month, not this month. They've already had that meeting. Was that the focus of enforcement by the NRP recently, in the last couple of years, has been water-based. I mean, oysters and striped bass. And that's out of their own mouths. And, you know, we're at a Wildlife Advisory Committee meeting. We're talking about waterfowl and that type of thing. And we're saying, you know, hey, you know, where are you guys on the land-based stuff, the waterfowl, the deer, the whole deal? And it's like, well, you know, we're kind of focused on oysters and striped bass. So,
yeah.
You know, what does that tell some ne'er-do-wells out there that if you call them, they're not going to show up? And, you know, you can't comment on that, of course, but I can editorialize a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's why I asked if there was going to be increased enforcement on recreational anglers and crabbers. You know, we've got this Don't Get Pinched program out there for crabbers, and, you know, we just wondered where their focus is. So
yeah, I don't know.
All right,
know.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate
it's a pleasure. I enjoy your banjo playing. It's getting much better.
I'm getting better after 27 years. Thanks, buddy. See ya.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.